Imagine standing in the shadow of the Great Pyramids 3,000 years ago. While most ancient Egyptians worshipped familiar gods, a select few gathered in secluded temples, studying under masters who possessed extraordinary knowledge, knowledge that would eventually shape every major philosophical tradition in the Western world. This hermetic wisdom, attributed to the legendary sage Hermes Trismegistus, survived millennia of cultural shifts and religious persecution, resurfacing whenever humanity sought deeper understanding of existence. Today, as quantum physics reveals the strange interconnectedness of reality and traditional frameworks fail to satisfy our spiritual hunger, these ancient teachings offer a surprisingly relevant perspective, one that bridges science and spirituality, rationality and mysticism in ways our fragmented modern world desperately needs. The Kybalion presents seven fundamental principles governing all reality, not arbitrary rules, but the very operating system of existence itself. The first principle, mentalism, establishes that the all is mind, the universe is mental. This doesn't mean physical reality is illusion, but rather that consciousness forms the foundation of existence. When you decide to raise your arm, an invisible mental impulse precedes physical movement. Your thoughts shape emotions, which influence health and behavior. On larger scales, collective thinking creates cultural realities determining how societies function. The second principle, correspondence, as above, so below, reveals that patterns repeat across different scales of reality. The spiral appears in galaxies and seashells. Mathematical proportions manifest in planetary orbits and flower petals. This principle explains why spiritual teachers use metaphors. They're not merely simplifying complex ideas, but applying universal patterns to illuminate deeper truths. When scientists use computer simulations to study climate systems or mathematical models to predict particle behavior, they're applying this same ancient insight. Nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything vibrates. Modern physics confirms this hermetic insight. What appears solid consists of atoms in constant motion, those atoms containing particles vibrating at incredible speeds. Different manifestations of reality represent different vibrational frequencies along a continuous spectrum. This principle has profound practical applications. Your thoughts and emotions exist as vibrational states that can be consciously altered. When feeling stuck in negativity, you're experiencing a persistent frequency that can be shifted through conscious effort. Equally powerful is the principle of polarity. Everything is dual, everything has poles, everything has its pair of opposites. What appear as contradictions are actually extremes of the same phenomenon. Hot and cold represent different degrees of temperature. Love and hate are poles of emotional attachment. This principle dissolves many apparent paradoxes. When philosophers debate whether humans are fundamentally selfish or altruistic, both qualities are recognized as poles on a spectrum of motivation. Most importantly, this principle enables mental transmutation, transforming one mental state into another by understanding their connected nature. Everything flows, out and in. Everything has its tides. All things rise and fall. From ocean tides to economic cycles, from breathing patterns to historical epochs, rhythmic movement characterizes all existence. Your energy naturally fluctuates throughout the day. Emotional states rise and fall. Relationships go through cycles of closeness and distance. Rather than fighting these natural rhythms, wisdom comes from recognizing their patterns and working with them. While we cannot stop rhythm's operation, we can learn to neutralize its effects through conscious polarization, essentially rising above the plane where the pendulum swings. The principle of cause and effect establishes that every cause has its effect. Every effect has its cause. Nothing happens by chance. Every event results from prior causes. This principle destroys fatalism and victim mentality. While circumstances may result from previous causes, your response creates new causes generating future effects. a single decision can alter your life's trajectory by setting in motion new causal chains. By becoming conscious of causation's operation, you position yourself as cause rather than effect, becoming chess player rather than pawn. One of Hermeticism's most profound insights addresses the apparent contradiction between absolute and relative perspectives. From the viewpoint of the All, the universe appears as a mental creation, something like a dream with an infinite mind. Yet from our finite perspective as beings within this creation, the universe must be treated as completely real, with concrete laws demanding our full respect. This creates what Hermeticists call the divine paradox. Both perspectives are simultaneously true, depending on the level from which reality is viewed. Consider how this manifests in everyday experience. When watching an engrossing movie, you simultaneously know it's just a film, while emotionally responding as if events were real. During dreams, experiences feel completely real until awakening reveals their dream nature. The practical implications are profound. We must live with full engagement in relative reality while maintaining awareness of absolute perspective. Like skilled actors who fully embody their roles while remembering their performing, we participate wholeheartedly in life while maintaining spiritual awareness. This balanced approach avoids both impractical mysticism that ignores physical needs and soulless materialism that denies spiritual dimensions. The Hermetic principles aren't merely philosophical concepts, but practical tools for transformation. Mental transmutation, the art of changing mental states, represents their primary application. Since the all is mind, the universe is mental, changing your mental state changes your experience of reality. This doesn't mean physical laws disappear through wishful thinking, but rather that consciousness shapes how we perceive, interpret, and respond to external conditions. Consider how different mental states create different realities. When anxious, you notice potential threats everywhere. When confident, you see opportunities in the same circumstances. When depressed, time drags unbearably. When engaged in meaningful activity, hours fly by. These aren't merely subjective interpretations, but different experiential realities created by different mental states. Hermetic practice teaches specific techniques for transmuting mental states, raising your mental vibration through focused attention, transforming negative states by cultivating their positive opposites, and neutralizing emotional pendulum swings through conscious awareness. Advanced practitioners apply these techniques not only to themselves, but to their environment, explaining phenomena like charismatic leadership, crowd psychology, and spiritual healing. Hermeticism teaches that while all is in the all, it is equally true that the all is in all. We exist within universal mind while experiencing ourselves as separate individuals with unique perspectives. This manifests daily as we feel distinct yet participate in an interconnected web of consciousness. This transforms our understanding of spiritual development. Rather than acquiring something external, spiritual growth involves recognizing what already exists within, the divine spark of our essential nature. As we acknowledge this presence, we naturally evolve toward higher consciousness. All spiritual practices, meditation, prayer, service, or study, ultimately aim at this recognition. Hermeticism suggests each soul journeys from unconscious unity through individual experience and back to conscious reunification with the All. In our fragmented world of competing ideologies and specialized knowledge, these ancient principles offer a unifying perspective, reminding us that beneath apparent divisions lies a fundamental oneness waiting to be rediscovered. The greatest adventure isn't outward, but inward. The journey to recognize the universe within.